Chapter 6, Love. Jesus is the reason we even know what love is. In laying down his life for us, he taught us everything we need to know about true love. Love is self-sacrificing, generous, unending, not a temporary feeling or attraction. Because of God's love for the world, we know that love is also undeserving and often unreciprocated. By Christy Walker. Of the 9 kinds of fruit that the Spirit gives us, the first listed is love. Why is that? Love is the underlying quality under which all the others must fall. Without love, it is not possible to have the other 8. Love must be all-encompassing. What is this love? Why is it so essential? The quote above gives some of the qualities of love. Unlike the romantic love that is touted in our secular lives today, Christian love is agape love or godly love. Unlike the definitions that society has today for love, agape love is almost indescribable. To understand the true meaning, we must look at what it is and what it is not. Probably the best definition is from the Apostle Paul in his famous letter to the Corinthians. In this letter, Paul gives a clear idea of what love is. It is often used in wedding ceremonies. However, this is not meant to just be the love between 2 people, but agape love. It would be a rare marriage in which all these aspects of love would always be practiced. Paul says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. How then are we supposed to love? We are supposed to love in 2 ways. Jesus gives the answer in the Gospel of Matthew when asked what the greatest commandment is. He replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22:37-39. First, we must love God with all our being. In her book, In His Image, Jen Wilkin talks about what the love of God looks like. She states, "It looks like the full deployment of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, the totality of our being, in the active love of God. Everything we think, say, and do is for the glory of God." Second, we must love our neighbors as we love ourselves. The parable of the Good Samaritan, found in the Gospel Luke in chapter 10, 30-37, does a fantastic job of telling us who our neighbor is. Traveling along an ancient highway, a man is savagely beaten, stripped, robbed, and left to die. 2 men pass him by, for one reason or another. The third, a Samaritan, which was a hated group of people at that time, stops, bandages the man's wounds, and takes him to an inn. There he cares for him and then pays the innkeeper for the man's additional stay. Truly, this was an act of agape love. At the time of this writing, the end of 2020, our country is filled with anger, distrust, and hate. At no time in our history have we been so divided. With all this happening and social media becoming a place of nasty venting, it is hard to take the high road and love. As Christians, though, we must. While it is not easy, we can learn to love others because God first loved us. The Apostle John states, "We love because he first loved us." 1 John 4:19. Through his love, he gives us the power to love. We must decide every day to people who are known for our love. To love, we must practice love and always show love to others. I am not saying it is easy, It is an exceedingly difficult process, but one which can be learned. Love is a verb, and like any other skill, we have to practice to get better at it. As we grow in our relationship with Christ, we will become more like Him. In his book, The Greatest Thing in the World, author Henry Drummond likens our relationship to Christ as to a piece of iron placed in the presence of an electrified body. That piece of iron is charged into a magnet so long as it remains side by side in the presence of the permanent magnet. Drummond states, "Remain side by side with Him who loved us, and you too will become a permanent magnet, a permanently attractive force, and like Him will draw all men unto you. Like Him, you will be drawn to all men." That is the inevitable effect of love. When we find it difficult to love, and we will, we need to just try harder. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to come to our aid and cling closely to the Lord. In doing so, we can discover that God is the source of all love. The Apostle John states, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." John 4:7-8. When Christians love one another, it proves the reality of God. When Christians take on the hate or indifference of the world, it has the opposite effect. It is a good reality check to remember that you and I are the only picture of Christ some people may see. Therefore, it is imperative that we seek to love as we have been loved.